Let's turn to John's Gospel. And my exercise in turning to that is to give encouragement to those of you who are younger, who are in the process of raising children, who might not have yet experienced some of the painful experiences that some of us have experienced. And I hope that when you do experience them, that you will find the comfort in the Word of God that the Lord has given to us. The third scripture that came to my mind is the Lord making water into wine. That's a wonderful story in the Gospel of John. You know, they had run out of wine. You know, the Lord makes water into wine. Wine speaks of joy. Joy to the heart of God and man. That wasn't grape juice, that was wine that he made. But it speaks of that which is suffering, or speaks of suffering and sorrow, but it is turned into joy. But these water pots that the Lord gave instructions to fill with water, it has been used to refer to children, the hearts of these little ones. Fill them with water. I think we can say the Word of God. You know, if they go astray when they're older, when they no longer obediently follow what Dad and Ma says, you know, we didn't have a lot of trouble when they were little, you know. They pretty well did what they were told. But then they had to learn to stand on their own feet. But what is it that will bring them back? What gives you or any of us any hope that they will come back? It's the Word of God that we have implanted into their hearts. That is what the Word of God will do for them by the Spirit of God. You know, when a son says to his father, after he has gone astray and is on the way to recovery, "When I read my Bible today, I hear you speak." Yes, fathers, put the Word of God into the hearts of these little ones. And mothers, do the same. You know, you're with them all day long. You know, my mother, one that thing that stands out in my mind is that she would quote the scriptures many times. And whatever happened in our life, she would try to bring the light of the Word of God in connection with whatever had occurred. And the older I get, the more I realize what that has done for me and for my brothers. I'm one of four, you know. And they're all saved, and they go on for the Lord. But it taught us that whatever occurs in our life, we ought to bring the light of the Word of God in connection with it. And I think we have this beautiful picture there in John's Gospel. Water is turned into wine. You know, it's a wonderful thing to labor with souls and then to see the effect of the Word of God in their life. What a wonderful observation that is. And, you know, many times we labor with souls and we're disappointed. You know, sometimes we even ask, what have I accomplished laboring with souls for years? And then they leave the assembly. You know, eternity will reveal what we have accomplished. You know, maybe we would like to see more accomplished than what we do see, resulting from the Word of God being presented. Maybe sometimes it is because of our faulty way that we have presented it that it isn't more fruitful than what it could have been. But you know, what does the Lord say? I have raised up children. And how had they turned out? How did they turn out? Did the Lord make any mistakes in raising them? Is there anybody in this room that has the audacity to say that I do not and have not made any mistake in raising my children? If there's anything for God, it is His grace that has accomplished it. You know, we have to do our part. And before we ever begin, we already know we'll make many boo-boos. But one thing is for sure, that is the Word of God that the Spirit of God uses for blessing to souls. Another story that came to my mind while I was listening to this ministry this afternoon is Moses' story. You know, these parents saw their child beautiful. I believe by faith they were hiding him. Faith always rests on the Word of God, so they must have had some understanding as to what God had in mind for that little boy. By faith, they hid him. And how long did it take before that faith brought fruit? 80 years. 80 years. I venture to say they never lived to see their faith bringing fruit. You know, when he was at Pharaoh's court, it looked like their faith was wrongly placed. You know, he became a man mighty in word and deed. Josephus says that he became a general in the Egyptian army. Mighty victories were wrought by Moses. You know, Josephus is a Jewish historian that is considered the most reliable of them all. And he refers to the Lord himself and also to John the Baptist and to James. He records that historically. And he also gives us, and that scripture bears it out, mighty in word and deed. You know, that was when he was in Pharaoh's court. You know, it looked like the hopes and the faith associated with that boy was not going to be realized. But you know, it did bring forth fruit. And you can be sure of one thing, that when the mother had that child back, that they didn't waste any time to bring before that child the truth of the knowledge of the true and living God and instilled in him the Word of God. We don't know how old he was when he was considered weaned and taken over to Pharaoh's house. I don't think he was a boy of 2 or 3 years old. You know, and the parents had instilled something in him that brought fruit. Now, when it did bring fruit at first, it wasn't perfect, was it? It wasn't perfect. As a matter of fact, what he wanted to accomplish, not having the mind of the Lord, would have really worked contrary to what the Lord was trying to bring about through the sufferings that was put upon the people. You know, God allowed these sufferings to arouse a desire in them to be delivered and to remember that our blessing is not in Egypt, in the land of Goshen, although it was very much suited for their conditions, being shepherds. You know, it was in the Delta area, the most fruitful area in Egypt. No, their hopes were outside in the promised land. But he was trying to aid them, to comfort them. If he had succeeded, they wouldn't have ever had the desire to leave. But wasn't it of God that he identified with these brethren? But it was far from perfect, wasn't it? It was far from perfect. But it was of God that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And it is one of the most difficult things for us to learn, that we would always like things to go smoothly and never be any difficulties in our families. But we have to recognize there is work to go on in each individual life that the Lord has to accomplish and has to bring them to learn to do things not just because Dad says so and Ma says so, but because the Word of God says so. You know, when we were in Mozambique, those ladies had some questions, you know, and so we had to translate first from English into Portuguese, from Portuguese into Sangha. That took a lot of time. And one of the sisters got impatient and she said, "Why don't you just tell us how it is instead of taking so much time?" Well, we said, "Sister, we don't want you to just say Heinz and Linneo says this is the way we should do things and that's why we're doing it. We want you to see from the Word of God what God's order is. And it takes time, so please be patient," especially since we needed to translate twice. You know, we have to recognize that, beloved. The Spirit of God has to do a work in every one of us. You know, we have to be patient even with those with whom we walk. You know, people come in from the outside. You don't expect them to learn everything at once. But as long as we see there is a work of the Spirit of God going on, shouldn't we be thankful that there are things in the life that is of God? Although we would certainly like to have seen more at any given time. That we have prayed before any of our children were born, that the Lord would, if He give us another child, give us also the joy to see them saved, and that they would be gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus. But can we not be thankful for anything that we see in their lives that is of God? That there is a work going on, and that we can trust that He that has begun a work in you shall complete it. You know, He that has begun a work in you shall complete it. You know, I believe there hardly has ever been a family among those gathered to the name of the Lord that have not gone through heartbreaking experiences. But I have sometimes said what counts is the end result. You know, the last page in the history of our children has not yet been written. I believe if we have in faith sought to bring them up in the fear of the Lord is able to accomplish His purposes in their lives. And it has to be His work. You know, we can do whatever we can do, but we have to realize there has to be personal faith, personal conviction in their own life, and that they stand, as we might say, spiritually on their own feet. You know, well, dear parents, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be thankful for whatever you see. Isn't it in itself a wonderful thing to know every one of them is saved? He's going to be in glory. You know how long it took the Lord for me to know that I had to step out where I was raised and brought up, and that I had to come out to be gathered to the name of the Lord? It took the Lord 20 years. It took the Lord 20 years. Chuck knows that very well. I think there was a time when he gave up that I would ever come out. You know, we sometimes tend to give up. Don't give up, brethren. You know, the Lord is able to accomplish that which He wants to see accomplished in us and in our children. You know, it's always a reason for humility when we see them going off and not walking in the path of faith. And yet, we can count on Him. We can count on His grace, His sovereignty. You know, if He has picked them to be saved and to be His for all eternity, He can also lead them on. And it might take them maybe 20 years, as it did for me, to see where He wants them to be. But, beloved, God is working even today. Be thankful for any measure of work that we see in the life of anyone. And doesn't He have a lot of work to do with me? Doesn't He have a lot of work to do with any of us? Have we all arrived? You know, have God's purposes been realized in my life to the fullest possible extent? Brethren, we have a lot to grow, don't we? And the God of patience deals with us. And He will not give up. We might sometimes tend to give up, but He will not. He will accomplish His purposes. And what a day that will be, beloved, when we'll be with Him. You know, those dear brethren where I grew up, that led me to the Lord, that taught me much of the truth of God, when I had to step out, that grieved me so much that I didn't feel for 10 years, although I could have well afforded it at that time, to go back there and visit there because of the pain. But what a comfort I found in the Word of God of gathering together unto Him. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1. All the saints of God will then be gathered around the name of the person of the Lord Jesus. All will be there. None will be missing. And it will be all for His glory.